Today we'll be doing Sefei. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Adam Shehu Olol Lenezilos. So you have a person who constantly gets these sort of injuries, these sort of wounds on his head, on his arm, and he's likely to get very, very, as we see in the Mishnah Berurah, he gets very cold if his injury or wound is exposed. And there's no way physically for him to put his shel rosh on his head. And what he can do is he could keep that white layer of a bandage or whatever it is that's covering the wound on his head, and he could put this tefillin over that as long as he makes sure that he covers up the shel rosh so that's not visible to everyone, so that people don't get the mistaken impression that you're allowed to have a chatzitza on your shel rosh. The Rama adds, v'hamenicha mederech zeh lo yivarech al shel rosh, rak yivarech al shel yad l'haniach. The Rama quotes that whoever puts on their shel rosh in such a manner with a bandage that they can't remove, so then they should not make a bracha on their shel rosh, but rather make the bracha of l'haniach on their shel yad, and that will cover their shel rosh. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yedzayin tells us, So the Mishnah Berurah writes, if a person has some kind of a wound or an injury on their head, and it's physically impossible for them to uncover the wound because it's going to make them cold and it's going to exacerbate the wound. So since you're stuck, there's nothing for you to do. So b'diavad, you can rely on the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba assumes that we're not really concerned for the issue of a chatitza by tefillin, because when the Torah says bein einecha, that's just telling you where your tefillin are supposed to be located, above your eyes, but it's not telling you that there can't be anything separating between your tefillin and your flesh. And in terms of the issue of l'chalios v'l'liachirum los, which is normally a concern by a tefillin shel yad, that they have to be covered up and for you and not for anybody else, it doesn't apply by the shel rosh, it only applies by the shel yad. And dafka by the shel rosh, it's actually the opposite, because by the shel rosh, the Torah in Parshas Kisavu says, v'ro kol am ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yaru mimecha, that the nations of the world will see Hashem's name on you and they'll be afraid of you. So your dafka is supposed to uncover your shel rosh, even though we don't technically paskin like this rashba in general, but here in Bishas Adchak, we don't have a choice. We're going to follow the rashba. But again, you have to cover up the shel rosh in case people are looking, because they're not going to realize that you're an honest, they're not going to realize that, that you're sick or that you have some kind of a wound, and therefore they'll get a mistaken impression. So the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say a person has some kind of a wound on their hand. It's not just a wound on the arm where they wrap the tefillin, but the wound goes down the whole bicep, even the place where you put your bias of your shel yad, and there's no way to remove that cast that's on that part of your bicep or your arm. So then the halacha is that you could put your tefillin on top of the cast or the bandage. You don't have a choice, because again, but however, you would not recite a bracha, because most poskim assume that a chatzitza is a problem when it comes to tefillin, unlike the Rashba. And what you would do is you would make two brachos on your shel rosh, but what you also must do is that you have to cover up the shel yad, because normally, again, as we said before, the shel yad must be covered based on the halacha of l'chalios v'lo l'achirim lo, so you have to put another covering over the shel yad. However, that's only true that you could put your shel yad on top of a bandaid or on top of a cast, but to put your shel yad on top of a shirt sleeve, that's for sure a problem, even if you have a wound, because the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Megillah that Tzedukim or the Derech HaChitzonim used to be that they would put their tefillin on top of their shirt sleeves, because they read the Pesukim in Chumash literally, and they didn't follow the drasha of l'chalios v'lo l'achirim lo, so it's almost considered to be a form of kfira to put your shel yad on top of a shirt sleeve. So to put it on top of a cast or a wound or a bandage, that's okay. But to put it on top of a shirt sleeve, that's going to be a problem. Hakova daka v'la hakova ove asr l'hanicham d'lo yuchal l'chavin l'tzam se mekom shahamach shal kinok rofes. So you can only put your shel rosh on top of a very thin bandage that's on your head. But if you have a very thick bandage, if your head is bandaged very, very thickly, that's going to be a problem, because then you won't be able to figure out precisely where to place your shel rosh, especially because, as we mentioned, the range of where your shel rosh has to be is the farthest down it can go is your hairline, and the farthest back can go is your soft spot, but you won't be able to tell where that is if your head is bandaged, if the bandages are so thick on your head. So you just have to make sure that you have in mind to be yotze with the shel rosh, because many posts can assume that you only make that in general you only make one bracha even on both pairs of tefillin. So some achronim say that at least when you're saying Shema and Shmon Esrei, if it's possible, you should try to make sure that they don't have any sort of a chatzitza on your head or on your arm. Again, it's not always possible, but if it is, then the those achronim say that dafka during those times of davening, you should try to make sure that the chatzitza isn't there. So we'll stop here for now. I'll pick up with Sivav tomorrow.